then join us now. It started with a tweet. Call every superstar from both SmackDown and Raw.
And don't forget NXT.
And don't forget NXT. The universe shall hear us sing.
You want to join in? Ew, I'm busy. It's Blissmas season.
Joy to the world, the champ is here. Which Bella did he bring? Here's Charlotte with her flair, Becky straight by her hair, and Sasha with the bling, and Sasha with the bling.
And my voice will echo through every grave.
When mistletoe goes up, your mouth goes.
Joy to the world,
it throws a day.
No, that is not a thing. Hey, Shinsuke Nakamura, oh, wow, this night is glorious. New Day won't stop twerking, New Day won't stop twerking. Please make the New Day stop twerking. Joy to the world, monsters and men, and cruiserweights and jeans.
How you do?
Naomi brought the glow.
I hope you rest in peace.
I hope you rest in peace. One final stop to blessing you. Join to the world, the beast is home. And now we are complete. Yes, every superstar from both SmackDown and Raw. And don't forget NXT. And don't forget NXT. Happy holidays from WWE.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having.
Coming to you live from the bunker under Vince McMahon's house.
Live!
It is your Take Two Takedown Holiday Special!
Holiday Special!
With your hosts, Santa John!
And Christmas Reindeer Craig!
Ho ho ho!
Ho ho ho!
3, 2, 1, Christmas! Folks, welcome to a very special episode of Take Two Takedown.
Special like the classes I took in high school.
Exactly, John.
Yay.
This is not just your normal Take Two Takedown episode, because today is also the unboxing, unwrapping holiday special.
Holiday special!
Brought to you by Take Two Takedown, where not only will we discuss what happened on Clash of Champions, not only will we discuss Raw, not only will we discuss SmackDown, not only will we discuss local events, but the glorious fans get to listen to us open presents we got each other.
Wait, but first we have to talk about something.
Yes.
What happened last week?
I'm not really sure. I remember talking to you while we were shopping.
Yeah.
And then I woke up in a hospital bed. I don't really understand what happened, but...
You got woken.
Got what?
You got woken. Like, there was some deep ethereal thing. You were calling yourself a vessel. Somebody else was talking through you. It was crazy. And it just set off a change in me where my inner demons came out, and I was just like knick-knack paddywhacking, giving dogs bones, and I don't know if we're allowed out of the bunker anymore because we lost it.
That's, you know, I've always said that I feel more comfortable here as opposed to the outside world, and I think that sometimes that's just proven, you know, so.
I'm just saying.
Maybe it's a good thing that we just live down here.
Yeah, I just say let's Amazon everything. And if we're going to Amazon everything, we might as well use the tab on our Take Two podcast.
That's true. Take2podcast.com. Go to the Amazon link. You can buy all of your Christmas presents.
See how I did that?
That is one beautiful segue, my friend.
Man, we're good.
We are good.
And speaking of good,
mm-hmm.
We got some new followers and listeners.
We did get some new followers, some new listeners. We even got one Casey Spivey.
Who?
Casey Spivey.
Can you say her name?
Cash?
Is it almost like Snitsky?
Casey Spivey.
Casey Spivey and Snitsky, your right. Arch-emesis.
My
emesis.
Oh, sometimes the blooper reel just writes itself.
I think we need to make a production note of no eggnog prior to podcasting.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
But we did get new followers like
Like, Casey, I am so sorry. I mean, you and I have only met once, and I can say your name with no problem.
Right.
Craig's had multiple interviews with you, and he can't even figure out who you are.
Nope. Nope. Sure can't. Spacey.
Unbelievable.
But we got all of these new followers. We're happy we got them. We actually had a nice interaction with some of the people from Right Coast Pro this entire week, talking about some of the upcoming events, which we will share later on as we get into the show. But I think it was a good week on social media for us. Plus, we got one or two likes from our personal friend, Mojo Raleigh.
I mean, we're like besties. I think Mojo, Titus, and us are all going to like have steaks at Morton's or something.
I mean, I don't see why we wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see why I wouldn't.
We're pretty much going to start our own wrestling empire.
Exactly. Exactly. But I think we need to remind everybody, if you're not following us, please do on Twitter at Take2Takedown, or you can email us, take2takedown@gmail.com. Since our plea last week, we've gotten like 3 or 4 emails, so that when 2018 comes around and we start the T3 bag, where we are going to discuss emails and listener interaction, we will have a nice bevy of things to choose from.
A bevy. Would you say I have a plethora?
A plethora of emails?
Yes, Pepe. I would say you have a plethora.
Plethora, guapo. All right. So, I think we need to start the special holiday edition with opening our first present.
We get to open a present?
We get to open our first present. Well, all right.
Craig?
Yes.
Craig, I would be remiss if I didn't let you open yours first.
Oh, I feel special for that.
You should.
All right, hold on. Let me unwrap it. Oh, my goodness, John. I can't believe you got this for me.
It's what you always wanted.
It really is.
It's the WWE 10-inch Roman Reigns Bleacher Creature plush toy. Now there, you can sleep with your favorite wrestler.
There is nothing that brings me more joy than sleeping with a full, anatomically correct edition of a grown man wrestler.
I'm going to let you know.
Right? What?
He wasn't anatomically correct until I fixed that.
Because
I know how much you love your Roman Reigns.
You know, you're such a good friend, John.
I am a wonderful human being.
You are such a good friend. All right, are you ready to open your present, sir?
I am.
All right, you go for it.
Oh, my God!
I know.
This is flipping awesome.
Isn't it? It is not only a full four-ringer Sasha Banks, you know, ring set, and some Sasha Banks glasses, but a purple wig for you as well.
I can be the straight-up legit boss I always wanted
you
to be.
You can be the legit boss. Your rings say so. Your glasses say so.
I'm putting them on right now.
I mean, I don't see... There's nothing better with the holiday season than wearing a purple wig.
God, and they almost fit my fingertips.
Almost. I mean, I went for the largest kid edition available. This was as big as I could
get. Now, is this real plastic covered in fake gold?
It is. It is.
Wow, you spared no expense.
You know, which means that when you punch someone, it'll crack a little bit, but that gold boss will be right on top of their forehead.
So now when I come in the bunker and I just do my legit boss sway.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. It makes more sense because.
Do you think the purple wig will flow?
I mean, it really accents your eyes, which is the main point.
Oh, well, I try to set it off, but let's be honest. Nobody can be the legit boss. Sasha
Nobody
Banks.
Can. Nobody can.
She's so adorable.
But while present opening is fun.
Wait,
what?
She is no Becky Lynch.
Well.
I love you, Becky Lynch.
No one is a Becky Lynch.
That's 11 times now I've professed my love in public for
that
woman.
It is. But this weekend was a big weekend. Clash of Champions happened.
Ooh, and we made predictions.
And we made some predictions, all right? So we can go through this. Prior to the main event show, all right, there was the match that we were probably more excited for than anyone.
Oh, God, I love
the Mojo Raleigh match against Zack Ryder.
Not a disappointment. And in our prediction, we both picked Mojo to win.
Right, because we're that damn good.
And hearts and mind.
Yes, yes.
We picked with our minds. We knew that he had the stronger offense, that he was training for it. If you watched anything on Twitter, you could see the flame war between them. But you knew Mojo was going in with an intensity.
Yes, and super hyped Mojo.
Super Hype Mojo is the motherfucking shit.
Yeah, buddy.
So he went in there, and as Zach was landing a couple hits, a couple slaps, he's like, is that all you got? Where's that intensity? And then at the very end, when he beats him and all that, the next thing you see on Twitter is, hey, and this is Mojo talking, hey, I took some good hits from Zach. Where has that been? Yeah. That's what I've wanted this whole time.
Exactly. Because he is a professional. He is a professional, amazing man.
So what happens now going forward with our boy Mojo?
I don't know, but he's I really hope they keep this going. He's got a little bit of heat now. Yeah. Like, they can really move this forward with him to get something going with him.
I like it. He's out partying with his boy Gronk and, you know, eating steaks and being all awesome after his victory and Gronk's victory, which, by the way, shitty that call.
That's a whole nother podcast we may need to start.
We don't delve into the NFL, but if you watch that game between the Patriots and the Steelers, what a shitty call. That was a catch and a touchdown. Anyway, let's get back to the important stuff.
Back to more important sporting events.
One of the next ones we had, we're going to jump around here, but for the WWE Championship, we had AJ Styles and Jinder Mahal.
We did, and I believe we split on our choices.
We
for
did.
This one,
I went
right?
AJ because I think he is the epitome of what a wrestler should be today.
Right, and I went the modern day Maharaja.
Well, his nipples showed up, but he did not.
Man, did they show up!
What the hell? Did he have like nipple rouge on?
It was really cold, I think, in that stadium.
God, I think he was trying to like body slam AJ with his left nipple at one point. It was awful.
It was.
But it was a really good match.
It was a great match. Like, it was a great match.
Man, I enjoyed watching that from beginning to end. Yes. And AJ, the consummate performer, just, I mean, I hate it. Like, who can get in there and steal a show with him? Like, we've already seen the Finn Balor. I think that would be an awesome match.
Yes.
I think Shinsuke against AJ would be an awesome match.
Yeah. But you need people of that caliber, like that level. You know, to really go up against him. I mean, Jinder was good. Like you said, it was a good match, but it's a lot of AJ pushing stuff forward.
So, but AJ wins. AJ retains the belt. And then I'm just gonna blast past this one because I want to save it for last because it's one of our favorite characters together. So let's get into the women's championship where it was Charlotte Flair versus Natalya.
Right, right.
We both went Charlotte on this one.
Yeah. And we were both right.
Yeah. But I mean, what did you think of that end when Natalya's like, that's it. I turn my back to you, to the fans. Yeah. I hate everything about this.
Tears coming down.
She's
like,
done, like broke.
Right. Is she, it, wait. If we get woken Natalya and woken Matt Hardy somehow together, I would love it. I don't think that's where they're going, but the idea of it is just great.
I would say, as much as I hate the woken shtick right now, to see Natalya do a woken something
right.
or other.
If they were like, you know, discussing how they were formerly Cleopatra and Mark Anthony in a former life, and I mean, I would be all for that.
That would be ridiculous.
But I think she's literally, I don't know what, she doesn't know what to do. She may just quit.
What I fear is she will go into like the old cat lady routine.
Yes.
Because, I mean, she's all about her pussy cats.
What?
All about the pussy cats.
Pussy, right. Right, balls. Exactly.
You remember them.
I remember them,
early 2000s?
Yeah, yeah.
They listen up my buttons?
Yes, of course.
So, I'd sing for you, but you'll have to listen to a different podcast for that.
For that glorious, melodious voice. Mm. And then we had the Bludgeon Brothers against Fandango.
Frickin' beasts.
I mean.
Like, who didn't see Tyler Breeze and Fandango being just another snack for the Bludgeon Brothers?
I mean, I will admit that this snack lasted a little bit longer than some of the unknown names they've been throwing them to on the regular show, but it was, a 7-minute match?
Let's be honest, we enjoy the Fashion File stories.
Oh, yeah.
But them as a tag team, kind of like, you just basically equated them to being the step above the slobs you pick up on the street.
Yes. Yes.
So no way did that validate Brazango.
No. They're not in the running for anything.
Like, no.
Yeah.
So anyway, we both went Bludgeon Brothers because they're going to kill everyone.
Right. Right.
So speaking of tag teams, let's get into the tag team champion Fatal 4-Way.
Okay. We got Usos.
Usos, the New Days.
The New Days. We're the Bengeables.
Your boys.
Yep.
And
Rusev and Aiden. Rusev Day. He got to finish his 12 days of Rusev song.
And then he's going to go into 13 days.
Right.
But we love us some Rusev Day with Aiden English. We just
Rusev Day. It's almost
It's almost like the European version of New Day, in my opinion.
Yes, and I'm totally on board with that.
And I love when they go into SmackDown on that Tuesday and they're dressed all in Christmas characters.
Oh, we're gonna have to get into that because you've flapped the wrong jack, son.
Oh my God. Somebody sent me a meme last night with that on it. I'm like, that is so effing perfect. I want that as my Christmas card for everybody. Hey, you flapped the wrong jack, buddy. But anyway, I think in this one, you picked the Benjables. No, I picked the Benjables, and you went Rusev and Aiden.
Yeah.
And I said, we were both wrong. What a bold prediction.
Right.
So the Usos retained.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I thought everybody looked pretty strong in the match.
Everyone
came out looking good in that.
Probably my second favorite match?
I would say so. I would agree with that.
Yeah, my second favorite match was that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then let's go ahead and get into the Randy Orton and Shinsuke versus KO and Sami Zayn. Now, we both picked KO and Sami Zayn because we know they weren't going to get fired.
They weren't
going
to get fired. But we assumed that there was going to be some sort of, you know, sort of confrontation between the two refs of Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan. And that's what we thought would win. And
it's almost like we went upstairs and looked at the script that was on McMahon's desk.
Exactly. So, we are so good at this.
We are good. But so what happens is Daniel stops Shane from a three count, and then he does a fast count, and yep. KO and Sammy win, and it's all heated and debated. They get into it on Tuesday, and Brian's like, Shane, I did what I did to save you from yourself.
Right.
Don't become your dad. You know, and so there's this buildup, and I don't know, Craig. Mom and Dad were fighting.
I know.
I texted you that when I was watching. I was like, oh, no, Mom and Dad are fighting.
We gotta go hide in the corner.
So
let's go make some cocoa for everybody so we can all get along.
We'll see what happens with old Shane O'Mac and Danny Boy.
But we were right. We knew they wouldn't get fired.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't really a question. And then into what I think was our favorite match of the night.
Yeah, just because of the players.
Just because. So we had Corbin. We had Bobby Roode, and we had Ziggler. All right, Ziggler. And a three-way for the U.S. champion. And
you and I both picked Bobby Roode in this one thing, in that there would be a title change, but boy, were we wrong.
We're wrong. I mean, we both did say we wanted Ziggler to win.
Oh, God.
We would have loved it,
Ziggler
but we always want Ziggler to win.
We're kind of on the DZ train where it's you know, here's a guy who has been consummate through the WWE, has done everything right, and you know, you just kind of use him as a bolster for the new talent coming in.
Yep.
Like, he's getting everyone over. When does DZ get his turn? And motherfucker, he got it.
He got it. And we were very surprised.
Lands the zigzag, gets the pin, grabs the belt up, and walks off true DZ style.
Oh.
And as much as I hated that I'm not doing the intros and all that, like, quit talking about it. When you come out and your music pops and then you just cut and fade to black and you come out, whew. When we get into SmackDown and we start talking about his celebration.
Oh, we're definitely going to have to get into that.
That was awesome.
But it was a good Clash of Champions. So if you had to guess overall, or not guess, but if you had to rate overall, what would you put Clash of Champions as?
Staying in the Christmas spirit and seeing how much I like gingerbread cookies.
Right, right.
If I had five gingerbread cookies in front of me and I ate all five as the best.
Right.
There would probably be three, maybe 3 1/4 gone. It was a good one.
I would agree with that. I'd give it a 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah, I straight up enjoyed it.
I enjoyed most of it. It was very entertaining. And I will admit, it's one of the few times that I've been sure to watch the pre-show because of the Mojo Ryder fight.
That was the dark match I wanted to see. Yeah. And I kind of wished it meant more because I wanted to see it. Now, you and I, being huge Mojo fans, want that push. We want to see him go further. Does he go to the Royal Rumble? And if he does go to the Royal Rumble, how far does he go? He's already won one.
Right, right, exactly. If he goes, I could see him going at least far in it.
Listen, he's got the talent and he's got the ability to be a main carder.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they give him that chance. But that's just me.
Yep, I agree.
Speaking of main carders and celebrating, let's open another present.
Let's open another present. I think it's your turn to go first this
My
time,
turn?
John.
All right. Wow, this box is big. Whoa! You didn't.
I did.
You did not, sir.
Shut the front door. I did. I have custom made you a sleeping bag shaped like Dean Ambrose, so it looks like he's spooning you every time you sit in.
I get held just like Renee.
Just like Renee, every night you get to lay in your own lunatic fringe sleeping bag and have him caress you.
I'm swaddled in the asylum, if
exactly,
you will.
Exactly.
Now, he had elbow and tricep surgery.
Right.
And we wished him well on our Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that there's a little extra pillowing on his right elbow. Did you do that just for me?
I did that just for you. I need to make it authentic, sir.
Okay, well, and then the other thing is the extra padding in the groinal region?
Right. Also, just for you, my friend. Merry Christmas.
You are, like, the gifts you give, like, I'm tearing up a little bit. This is, like, probably my favorite.
It's the gifts that keep on giving.
I don't even know where you would get a custom-made Dean Ambrose.
Hey, you can do a lot of things on the internet, my friend. All right, my turn. Oh, Jeebus.
Yeah, speaking of a lot of things you could get off the internet, I want you to know you can't buy this.
Oh.
You have to work for it.
Ooh.
So what you have in front of you,
mm-hmm.
I know you're eyeing it weirdly.
I am.
What you have in front of you is the full set of Arby's meat sweats. That's
what?
Right. A hoodie and sweatpants that are made to look like an Arby's sandwich. Now, to get this, you have to hashtag meat sweats with pictures of your food and everything you're eating for your meat feast. Do you know how many meat feasts I had to eat at Arby's?
Ugh.
Do you know how many meat feasts have gone out of me from
how
Arby's?
How many actual meat sweats have you had just to get me these physical meat sweats?
You have the clothing.
Right.
I am still sweating meat. Like, I smell like an Arby's beef and cheddar right now.
I mean,
they have the meats.
I am... So, I'm going to put this on right now.
Well, I'm swaddling myself up in Dean Ambrose.
Right, like, right.
I'm just going waist down
right.
into Dean Ambrose.
And I think what I appreciate is how you got the 4XL, knowing that I'll need to eat meat every time I wear these, so I'll have to grow into it a little.
And it's a stretchy fabric,
it
so
is.
It'll move with
it'll
you.
It'll move with me when I get to 5X.
But, I mean, nothing sets it off like the bacon hood.
Well, you know, if you're going to be hooded, you might as well be bacon.
And, I mean, may I say, you look stunning, sir.
I love it. I love it.
I mean... Stunning.
Stunning, my friend. Ooh. Stunning.
Speaking of stunning...
Let's get into Raw.
Which, to me, was another good show.
I agree.
I enjoyed it.
Another good show. We started it with Strowman and Kane out there, and then, of course, once they come out...
The Beef.
The Beast. All right, so you got Paul Heyman come out and say, you can't have this sort of discussion without Brock Lesnar.
Right.
And he comes out. You know, they all go out into the ring. Mm-hmm. They're all eyeballing each other.
And who comes out? Grandpa Angle makes the quick announcement of, it's going to be a fatal three-way. And then dips out
dips
of the
out
ring.
Because he doesn't want to get hurt.
Pew!
He doesn't want to get hurt, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. All I heard was when he was jumping out of the ring, just like the cartoon sound effects was, pew! So now we know.
Oh, no one saw this coming.
No one saw this coming. Let's just hope the Big Red Machine doesn't need CPR after having to wrestle for 5 minutes.
I mean, I'm guessing this match goes Kane fights for a little bit and then somehow gets thrown somewhere where he can recuperate.
Yep.
And then comes back in. Like, this is a, you know.
Yep.
Or what we like to call the Kurt Angle on the Shield move.
You get to go backstage, hit the respirator
hit
for
the
a little
respirator,
bit.
Hit the respirator, take a couple IVs of 5-hour energy directly into your... system.
Yeah, but it ends with Lesnar destroying both of them.
Right, right.
I mean, just literally beating the crap out of them.
Yeah.
Which we love.
Which we love.
However, I want Braun Strowman. I want him back.
Yes, I agree. So, and then I want Kane gone. So, you know, and then the shock of an awe on his face when, you know, after he's been taken down, as Lesnar's walking away, Kane sits up.
Oh
my goodness.
Oh.
Who saw that coming?
I decimated, but Kane, you got up. What?
Yeah. All right. Then we were supposed to have Rollins versus Samoa Joe.
But Jason Jordan cuts the line again.
Jason Jordan cuts out, says, whines a little bit, said, no, I want Samoa Joe. You can take, you can have the pieces of him that are left over when I have them, Rollins. So he whines and whines and whines. All right. And then Joe comes out and basically is like, Hey, you guys got to fight for the privilege to fight me.
And my favorite right now is there's a meme floating of just Joe sitting at ringside with this smug grin on his face. Like, these bitches is fighting over me.
These bitches is fighting over me.
So basically, he's the pimp of WWE and all the little hoes is fighting over him.
Right, right. Exactly. It's a beautiful thing.
I hate to see my boy Rollins degraded to a bitch fight, but it was a good one.
It was a good fight. As we've discussed before, Jason Jordan's good in the ring.
He's got talent. So, I hate this.
I hate this little whiny kid thing, but his in-ring talent is good. So with him and Rollins, it was a good match.
And
with Rollins obviously winning.
Yeah. Mm. But it's always good. And then Samoa Joe comes in and flattens both of them.
Yep.
And, you know. Exactly what we thought it would be.
Exactly. Then we have Finn Balor. Finn Balor.
What is with names and you tonight?
It's just, we really shouldn't record in the morning.
Okay, and the, 29 shots of eggnog?
Right. Yeah. That also doesn't help. I mean, how else am I going to get to sleep?
I have no idea, but you're messed up from the neck up.
So, Finn Balor versus the Miztourage.
Handicap match.
Oh, 2-on-1. What's going to happen? Oh, no.
And do you see in the match Finn Balor splits open Curtis Axel's nose?
Yes.
Him got a bloody nose.
Him got the bloody nose.
Curtis Axel, you can tell he broke character. Like his face went like, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, that hurt.
Shit. So he slaps Finn Balor around, then goes in his corner and wipes the blood off of him as Bo Dallas is in the ring with Finn. And Bo Dallas, you can tell, is like, wait, this isn't on script.
Right. I don't know what to do.
I guess I'll elbow.
This is unbelievable.
Finn Balor being the professional, though, just keeps selling, getting hit. Just
keeps fucking going.
Mm-hmm. And then they double team him.
And they get disqualified.
And then, but what happens?
What? A guardian angel comes down from the 205 Live.
His buddy, he wasn't supposed to be there till Wednesday.
What?
But on a Monday, he comes down. Now, they both came up in New Japan together. They're like bestest buddies ever. They had a good rivalry with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But Hideo Itami comes out and just... they sign an immediate tag team match, and they destroy the Miztourage.
Destroy them. Which I liked. I like when they do that kind of thing where they bring out somebody you're not expecting. You know, like that. I enjoy that, you know. And Itami, I mean, I know of him. I've seen, you know, clips of him online. I haven't watched enough of the 205 Live, so like really...
But you wouldn't have seen him on 205 Live. He's a New Japan guy that they just recently signed. And, I mean, he is as talented as Finn Balor. He's just smaller.
Yeah.
Which is tough to say because Finn Balor's tiny, too.
Tiny, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, I look forward to it. I kind of hope they let him float between 205 and the Raw card and become a tag team with Finn. That would be...
That'd be one hell of a tag team.
I'm not going to say it, but it sounds like Bullet Club.
Oh, it does. We're making the signs right now, guys, just in case you can't see.
Too sweet.
Too sweet.
So, anyway... I really enjoyed that. Then we have Drew Gulak and Cedric Alexander for the right to challenge Enzo for the 205 championship belt.
Oh, my goodness.
Who did not see Cedric Alexander winning?
Yeah, but exactly.
And it was a good match. Like, Drew Gulak, as goofy as he is, can wrestle.
Yeah, yeah.
And I especially love the added, like, little featurette of Enzo on the sideline doing color commentary, but getting his DMs from his girl Naya.
I kind of like this whole little... I think as we've discussed, Enzo is not a good wrestler. But outside of ring, promo stuff, everything like that, he's great at.
So, like, where do we go? Like I say this to him about Dean Ambrose. I'm such a big fan of Dean Ambrose because he's such a player. Like, he is a character.
Yes.
You can follow him, and you love what he does outside, and he's not the best in the ring. Like, he is herky-jerky and what have you, but I forgive him for that because he's such a good character.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So, and then it's like, as much as I hate Roman Reigns outside of the ring, now I'm getting your brain farts. Roman Reigns outside of the ring, to watch him in the ring, he's a good wrestler.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching him.
I agree.
So, I don't know, like... I find myself forgiving bad wrestlers more if they're good characters.
Yes.
Than enjoying good wrestlers if they're not good characters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That's just me. Anyway.
Oh, I agree.
But Alexander wins. Good versus evil. We saw it coming. However, I still like the shtick where he comes backstage, he's got the tissue shoved up in his bloody nose, and he's like, Enzo, I failed you. You're right. I know what's going to happen. I've got to study the tape. We got to figure out where I went wrong. You were right to walk off stage. And I was like, Jesus Christ, this kid is playing into the hilt, and I love him. I have a whole new respect for Gulak.
Yes.
Whole new respect. So I enjoyed that. And that leads us into Asuka versus Alicia Fox.
Asuka versus Alicia Fox.
Asuka.
Asuka Meyer Wiener versus Alicia Fox.
Now we just purposely butcher her name because we've been doing it from the get-go.
Right. And surprisingly, Asuka eats her.
What?
And just destroys poor, poor Fox.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. Foxy got a little, she said, I've been preparing. I had this time to work up for it. And it was nice to see her, like, break one move from Asuka. But
Yeah. But that's all you're going to get.
We knew it was going to happen.
That's all you're going to get. And then we get into our match that was announced earlier in the evening. All right. We get Samoa Joe in the bar versus Dean Ambrose, Rollins, and Jason Jordan.
And this is where my Christmas was ruined. So yes. It was a good match. Like, I enjoy this thing. And Jason Jordan came out being a bitch, know me first. And you know, the match proceeds, and it's a lot of good moves and what have you. And then, you know, Rollins does the fly out of the ring to take everybody down, winds up taking Dean with him, and that's the point that he injured his elbow.
Yep.
Tore the tricep tendon.
Yeah, which sucks.
So, and you could see there was, like, genuine pain.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Outside of the pain, like, when he's beating the mat, you could tell, like, he's pissed off because his elbow's hurt, and he's like, fuck, I can't wrestle.
Right, and he knows that this is going to involve something that's going to take him out for a while.
And like, I think Rollins once again broke character where when he saw Dean sitting against the railing, like holding his elbow, he looks over. You can see him look over at Dean and the ref, like, is he okay?
Right, yeah.
And the ref's like, go back to the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see Rollins was like, fuck. I mean, he gets back in the ring and he does his job. But, like, for that second, when you're watching, you could see, like, Seth is really looking at his buddy like, damn, this kid's hurt, and I feel bad.
Exactly.
So,
But, I mean, you know, they are acquaintances and friends, you know. So, well, obviously, that's something that's going to happen.
You feel bad when you hurt your partner. So, I mean, I get it, because I feel bad sometimes when I hurt you.
I don't feel bad when I hurt you.
That's awful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, my quip is this. Dean, you're so good on the mic, you might not be able to wrestle right now. Can we just have you do all the mic work for Reigns and let Reigns go wrestle?
I think it's the way it should be from the get-go.
I mean, that would be great
with
me.
He needs to be Reigns, Paul Heyman.
Anyway, Joe and the Bar wind up winning this one, of course.
Yeah.
But I think it's just a build-up to all titles on the line, and when Ambrose comes back, they'll have the big match. But, I mean, the Shield's been plagued with injury. First you had Reigns out with an illness. Now you got Dean out with the tendon tear. And
something's going to happen with Rollins then.
He's got those knees, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens.
He's cross-fitting it up. Every time he goes somewhere, he's going to miss a box jump and hurt himself.
I'm just saying, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. And then, my friend, some more woken Matt Hardy. This time, playing chess with a puny vessel of a fish.
The reincarnation of Napoleon Bonaparte.
Right. Now, who is so smart that he must explain his moves to Matt Hardy, who can move the chess pieces for him.
You simple humanoids find this to be entertaining, and he's full of giggles and laughs. But here on the dark side, we bring it forward and we say, he's just a jester, and I am a king.
I mean, how do you not love this?
I can't stand it. Like, Bray Wyatt is so good, and he has these lines, and then you just saddle him up with a guy playing fucking chess with a fish.
Chess with a fish!
The fish, and he's so...
With a minuscule vessel!
He's so dumb. I can't take it.
I can take it, and I want more.
I know. I don't see... Like, who gave you the spoon? Like, why are you taking the pills?
Know.
I don't get it.
I don't know either, but I still want to do it.
So then we get the Return of the Revival.
I didn't see this coming.
And I like the Revival, and I feel bad that they've been, you know, beaten up and hurt and stuff.
Right,
like,
right.
I like the whole character. I like the whole story behind them, how we're the Revival, no flips, just punches, and they're all about just beating and winning.
Yeah.
And I look forward to them actually being on the main card and healthy for a long time. So they put him up against the WWE punching bags of right. Slater and Rhino.
Mm-hmm.
Titus is down there.
I know.
Our best buddy Titus.
We do love ourselves some Titus.
Titus Worldwide with the statistician, Dana Brooke.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're down there. They're watching. And I think the advice they give Slater is you need to toughen up, buddy.
Yeah. And Rhino agrees with him. And it's like,
Rhino
yeah.
Rhino says, I got a program.
Exactly.
So let's see where this story goes.
This could be something.
I honestly think, and I've never really been a Rhino or Heath Slater fan. I haven't hated him.
Right. I've just been indifferent to him. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I kind of like the idea of, do we get like a training montage? Do we get like a mean Slater where he, prior to like one man band, where he would just come out and just be like the hipster ass?
Right. Exactly.
I don't know. Like,
I mean, if we're going to get some video montages of him like running through snow a la Rocky movies, like,
God, that would be awesome.
That would be great.
I would start following.
That would be great.
I could see Rhino in some gray meat sweats
mm-hmm.
and a you know, little skull cap going, yeah, if you can catch this chicken, you can catch lightning. So
oh.
and then we get our boy Elias.
We get our boy Elias playing, and all the ladies want some Elias.
Who doesn't want to walk with Elias?
Who doesn't want to? First Sasha comes out, then Mickey James, then Bailey. They all want some pieces of Elias. And Elias is like, no! Away from me, ladies.
Away from me, ladies. I need to make a very important announcement. I am going to be the first one to state their intentions of being in the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
And exactly. I'm excited. Like, this is
going to be good.
I like Elias, and I think this is a good little pop for him. Let's see what happens. So, with all the ladies in the ring, though, chaos is going to ensue.
Oh, and then Absolution comes, and oh, no, there's going to be a fight.
It's a fight.
Chaos.
But then other ladies come in.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody's here. There's so many ladies. What could you do with all of these ladies?
Well, you could have the lead lady, one Stephanie McMahon, come down and say, hey, stop this ruckus. Because that's how I see her talking.
Right. Like, stop it.
Stop it. You ladies, stop fighting for nothing. Let's give you a cause.
Mm-hmm.
I, Stephanie McMahon, being awesome in everything. I, Stephanie McMahon, feel that we should make women's history again. I, Stephanie McMahon. Notice I haven't said anything about the other female wrestler.
Nope.
I, Stephanie McMahon, think we should have an all-women's Royal Rumble.
Yes.
But let's get into this as true marks and fans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited
for this. My only problems with this is that you had these multitude of women attacking each other, all right, destroying each other. Like, we are fighting right now. People are getting disqualified seconds before Stephanie walks out, makes this announcement. We're all arms around each other, chanting yes, like, this is the greatest thing ever. Look what we've done. They all broke character and decided that this is the greatest thing ever and we need to do it. Like,
but I think, like, when you look at some of the WWE Network stuff and they go back and they talk about, like, the superstars talking about the announcement and all that, I think Paige summed it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when they were the Divas division and all that, they weren't really mocked, but they weren't taken seriously.
I 100% agree with that.
And they've done a lot of work to change the perception. And I give it to WWE. Like, in the women's division now, it is treated as just another division of the WWE.
Yeah, 100%. It's a 205. It's yeah, just like everything else.
And it has its own patterns. It has its own pitfalls. It's they've let it become what it needs to be. It's an equality thing. And now you're going to have your first all-women Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm curious as, like, the Divas had a sort of rumble, but they got thrown through the ring or through the ropes instead of over the top rope.
Right, right.
You know, it's like, what kind of rules are you going to go with? How's it going to pan out? And the like, as much as I'm excited as a fan and I love being part of the history and being able to share it with the wrestlers as they're part of the history,
mm-hmm.
What I fear in most of the women's division is they're going to miss their marks.
Yes.
They're going to miss their hits because now you got a lot of players coming in and this is the first time you've had a lot going on.
Right. And while there are many more women wrestlers than there have been in past years, to get down to 30, that's I don't know if scraping the barrel is the right word to choose, but you're choosing some wrestlers that maybe are not as strong.
How about this? I know you're going to have the women in Raw, the women in SmackDown all compete.
Yes.
You are going to have returning wrestlers.
Yes.
You've already had some, like Beth Phoenix saying she's interested, Trish Stratus, Mindy McCool saying, hey, this is a good idea. Maybe I want in.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of like little nips at the debate there. Let's see what happens. And then you've got talent, like you've got an Ember Moon just waiting in NXT to come up.
Exactly. And that's what I'm hoping happens.
You know, my prediction is this. I'll mark it here on our 11th show. When Ember Moon comes up, she will be the first to defeat Asuka.
I think you're totally right. And if that happens in some sort of fashion at Royal Rumble, where, you know, they just hit each other and whether they knock each other out or not. But if Ember Moon and Asuka, you know, conflict at a Royal Rumble, I think would be great.
All right. I'm going to talk what I want to see happen.
Mm-hmm.
Asuka wins in one of these smaller pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
Ember Moon comes out as a surprise wrestler in the Women's Royal Rumble, winds up winning it. They go for a title bout.
I like that. You think at WrestleMania?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's a WrestleMania
match. That's a WrestleMania event right there. I like the way your mind works, son.
Like I said, I'm wish-talking. I'm trying to talk my wishes into existence.
I completely agree. Speaking of wishes.
Would you like to open another present?
It's time for me to open a present. Oh, ooh, this is a big one.
Yes. I made sure that the gifts I got you were prominent and awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Craig. Mm-hmm. It is what you thought it was. It is a whole crate of bag of unicorn farts.
What?
That's right.
An entire crate of unicorn farts?
I want to read this to you because this is what sold it to me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's ode to a bag of unicorn farts. Sugar is sweet. Lemons are tart. We love you more than a bag of unicorn farts. A perfect gift for the lovers, the dreamers, and you. It's not an illusion. We've captured the essence of unicorn farts in a relentlessly cheerful gift bag for your friends or loved ones in need of some magical healing. Mmm, unicorn farts. They're 100% magical, 100% majestic, 100% mythical. So, if you're looking for an uplifting gift for your favorite unicorn lover, let their cares float away on a cloud of unicorn farts, also known as cotton candy, and a rainbow of smiles.
Ugh, I feel the magic coming from this crate. I feel the magic.
It was guaranteed to bring a smile or a snort. Because farts are funny.
Farts are
and
funny.
And unicorns are awesome.
Oh, yeah, awesomely funny. So awesomely funny.
I just wanted you to know it was part of, one, it's a unicorn fart.
Right.
Two, it's pretty much the New Day packaging.
It is. And they've borrowed some from it.
Well, I was going to get you Bootios, but that would be played out.
That's too played out. Unicorn farts is the new Bootios.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a whole case of them.
A whole case of them.
So you've got enough bags to go through a year of unicorn farts.
Yes, and I am excited for it. I am excited for it. All right, sir. It is your turn to open it up.
Ooh, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to open this one.
Do it. Do it.
Paper won't. And why'd you use all this tape?
Because it's more fun that way.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what I think it is?
This is exactly what you think it is. Okay. This is an entire grooming kit of the Big Gene Snitsky beard balm, beard oil, special beard brush, because I know how much you love his beard.
It's, oh my God, it's glorious. Like, and listen, if you haven't seen his beard, you need to go to a Right Coast Pro production
now.
Because Snitsky, although he was badass in WWE, in Right Coast Pro, he's even better. And his beard is fucking glorious.
It is fucking glorious. And, I mean, you're putting some in now, and I already see your facial hair getting longer.
Does it glisten?
It glistens. It glows. Mm. You know, it is moving faster and faster.
Would you say it's a luxurious pillow of awesomeness?
I would. And your chin just rests on it every time you put your head down.
I feel as though angels are tickling my chin right now.
Well, you enjoy that. You enjoy that. And while you're enjoying the angel tickling, let's get into SmackDown.
Ooh, let's do SmackDown.
Let's do ourselves some SmackDown, which was good. A good follow-up to Clash of Champions, I feel.
Oh, I agree.
You know, we start with the matches that were going on, which was Usos versus Benjables.
Yeah, I mean, We start out with Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon confronting each other. Right, and Daniel saying, I did what I did to save you. And
don't be your dad.
Yeah, we already talked about it. But basically, I think they're building some heat between Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Done.
All right. Then we get into the match. The Benjables win this one.
Which I was surprised at. Like,
no, but, I mean, they're good. They're good enough. I think they're just like, there's nothing really on the horizon for either team, so they have to keep playing it out. It's almost like the Bar and the Shield right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It is what it is. I like the match, though. Watching the Benjables and the Usos wrestle each other is talent. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've
enjoyed the Benjables. And watching the Benjables as a tag team is so much more coordinated than some of the other tag teams. And I enjoy Sheamus and Cesaro and stuff like that, but, you know, the Benjables just seem to work better together.
I don't know. They've got kind of more of an edge to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not as like, oh, these are the superstars I know. It's like, these are guys I know, but I like watching them because they're a little edgy.
Yeah.
So, and that gets us into the superstars we know, which are Charlotte, who comes out and starts giving the speech about how awesome the Royal Rumble is going to be, and just let you know, whoever wins, I'll be waiting for you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And Naomi comes down. I'm feeling the glow.
Feeling the glow.
I love her when she dances down.
So much fun.
But so she comes down and she goes, hey, listen, I'm announcing I'm going to be the first woman in the Royal Rumble and I'm coming after you, Queen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Charlotte and her being friends, she's like, okay, we'll bring it. I look forward to it.
Mm-hmm. And then professionals. And then you get Sarah Logan and Ruby Riott coming down, who I guess Ruby Riott's fighting in the Women's Royal Rumble. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, they're all in it. They have to be.
But does, like, the Women's Royal Rumble she's fighting in? Is that what we're sure about?
Well, remember, in this day and age, it's how you present yourself.
That's true. That's true.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
So this turns into a tag team match, and who didn't see Naomi and Charlotte getting over?
Of course. That wasn't even a question.
So, but it was nice to actually see Sarah Logan wrestle. She's a little rough around the edges, but I kind of like her. She's like that tomboy country girl, and I kind of liked it. So she needs a little polish, but she'll be fine.
Yeah, she'll be fine. She'll be good. And then we get one of...
Let's pass that because I want to talk.
Because that's one of my favorite parts of the night.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Okay. We'll come back to Ziggler.
Let's talk about the funniest part of the show.
Which was the New Day in their Christmas attire versus Santa Rusev and Aiden English the Snowman.
Oh, what a hilarious match. Like, as soon as they came out in costume, I knew it was going to be something stupid and campy. But
right.
You know what? I wanted it, and I needed it, and it fulfilled everything I wanted.
It did, because you have flapped the wrong jack, buddy.
Oh, my God, that was awesome. I love that. I already told you I want that as my Christmas card. As a matter of fact, I want, like, a shirt that says that.
I think we should work at that. 2018, we send out Christmas cards to our listeners with that on the bottom of it.
You give us your email, we will send you our Christmas card.
Yep. Done.
But so my favorite one was all the little campy quips that they were doing. Like, mm-hmm. Kofi's out there, he's wiggling his little gingerbread butt, and Rusev comes chasing after him, and all you hear is run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the Kofi gingerbread man. And, you know, Big E's out there throwing pancakes at everybody. And
I love it. I'm so in on all that stuff.
So the New Day wins.
Right.
And usually I'm not, but for some reason, Tuesday night when that came on, I was like, you know what? I need a little Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer-esque Christmas special, a little something I've seen and known and know what's going to happen, mm-hmm. but I'm going to watch it anyway because it just puts a little joy in my heart.
A little joy in your heart. Then we get into the six-man tag team match of Shinsuke, Orton, and Styles versus Owens, Zayn, and Jinder Mahal.
And, I mean, we knew a team was going to win because it was heels versus faces, and the faces were going to win, but... You know, anyway, I don't know what to say about it. Like, it was a really good match. The back and forth was awesome.
Awesome.
You just knew the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I look at more of these and, you know, spar matches where it's maybe 2-on-2 and then 1-on-1.
Yeah,
and then
I see this
Zayn
sort of dynamic.
AJ.
Yeah, this dynamic of these six is just going to rotate around a while to WrestleMania.
All right, now that we got all that out of the way.
All right, on to the... best part of the night, I feel we both think, which
is
Ziggler.
Talk about Ziggler's celebration of winning the U.S. title.
Right, right. He walks out. He basically mocks everyone that doubted him.
Music comes up, and then cut. Boom. Black screen, and then he just walks out, and he's got that look of, I hate every motherfucker here on his face.
Yep.
Goes in, does a montage of all his title victories, and I mean, I'm a fan of Ziggler, always have been, and I know he's held quite a few titles, but when you watch them all back to back, you start looking at it like, holy shit, this guy's done a lot in his career.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he doesn't get the accolades that he deserves.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts talking the exact same thing I just said, and I'm listening to him. And I'm like, DZ, I believe in you, and I love you for it and all that stuff, but quit crying. But what does he do that just basically floored me?
Yeah, I mean, he basically says the fans are not worth it. Hey, they're not worth his presence.
You don't deserve me. I'm done with all of you. Drops the belt in the middle of the ring and just walks away. Just walks the fuck on.
What does that mean?
I feel like my girlfriend broke up with me.
I don't know what happens. Is the belt up for grabs? Does he still have it?
I don't know, but I love the little atmosphere of not knowing.
Yeah, like, it's amazing.
He's still the title holder. He doesn't have to have a belt on it.
No, but I love it. I love it, and I'm interested. I feel like now we're leaning into something that will be interesting, at least to see where it goes.
I'm with you. So yeah. Good on you, DZ. I think good on you. Heat you need.
That was a good way to end the week of WWE.
Yep. Listen, I'm not going to talk Flamer, Gamer, or Lamer today.
You know, we've had a lot going on with all of our gift giving.
I feel that our gifts have been awesome. Let's do our last gift.
Okay, son. Are you opening first this time?
I'm going to open first.
All right, it's not a big one. It's a small one. So.
I know, but usually the small ones are the best ones.
It is probably the best.
I'm going to open this and, oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Now, it's hard to tell you how I got this, and I don't want to share all of my secrets, but that is Becky Lynch's personal cell phone number that I've gotten.
I don't know if I believe you.
I'm just saying, be careful with it, all right? Start slow and ease into a friendship, but that is her personal cell phone that I know she carries with her at all times in her back pocket. So just know when you are texting her and it vibrates, you are shaking Becky Lynch's butt.
I'm speechless.
You know?
I don't know what to say or do right now because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just...
That's what true friends do. We know what the others want.
Way too much. Well, I guess go ahead and open your present.
All right,
present.
Well, let me have a line.
It is nothing as glorious as what you've just given me. I mean, I want you to know as you're opening your gift that I got you this because I care. Because I love you. And that there are a lot of times where I'm just really concerned about you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So as you thumb through the pages of the book, it's diseases caused by masturbation. Now,
right.
I know it's old. It was written in the 1760 by a French physician. But I mean, I think his words hold true today.
I mean, medicine never changes.
Chronic masturbation can cause you to do a lot of weird things.
A lot of weird things. A lot of diseases can come from it. And I mean, I know you give this to me because you care.
Right.
And that's what really hits me in the heart.
Right. I just, because, I mean, it goes on to say that masturbation causes young persons to assume the air of the diseases of the aged. They become pale, stupid, effeminate, idle, weak, and even void of understanding. I mean, their bodies bend forward. Their legs are weak. They have a disgust for everything. I mean, this pretty much describes you.
It really does.
And when I was looking up, why is my friend not right?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. This book came up, and I thought, you know, if it was true in the 1700s.
It's got to be true today.
In the 2000s.
I mean, I see right here, there's this whole little thing with leeches and bloodletting that's supposed to help. So it's worth a shot.
I don't know. I mean, like I said,
it's worth a shot. I really needed to get to my color black. Back.
It's not Becky Lynch's number, but I just, I care, man. Mm-hmm. I care.
I appreciate that so much.
And speaking of caring, I care about our fans. So for the one of you that isn't us that listens.
Right, right.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Kwanzaa.
Happy
Boxing
Kwanzaa?
Day.
Boxing Day. We'll be here next week, so we can wish everyone a Happy New Year next week.
Absolutely.
All right, and we'll let everyone know how our gifts went and how much we enjoyed them over the holiday weekend.
All right. But with that news,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to walk out because I feel I'm going to use the gifts that you've given me. I am going to literally try to call Becky Lynch while wearing the Dean Ambrose sleeping bag.
I mean, I'm going to sit here in my meat sweats and read about what's been wrong with me for the past 27 years.
Before you do that, though,
mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm just going to step outside
because
can't wait to use this gift.
I understand.
Why don't you tell our friends about Right Coast Pro?
I can do that. I can do that.
And other local events.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem I have is I'm really interested in this Right Coast Pro. You know what? Let me knock this out real quick.
We can do that. We can do that because we've had some nice interaction because one of the events that has been announced at Right Coast Pro.
Main event, but for the tag team title.
For the tag team title is the Crazy Kid versus the Baldwin brothers.
The Crazy Kids.
One Harry M. Baldwin and his own brother.
That's right. And you have the age and experience versus the craziness of two kids.
Right. Craziness with two Ks.
And you and I, being old men, side with the Baldwins.
We sure do. We always will pick Baldwin experienced over crazy.
Yep. Yep. And,
every time.
Screw them.
Screw them.
So, and then Snitsky and Mordecai.
I mean, that's definitely going to be a match for the ages.
And
so if you're going to see any Right Coast Pro event, it is this one on January 13th over in Newark, Delaware. You get onto rightcoastpro.com, you buy your tickets, and you can watch this event.
Absolutely.
All right. And I think that's what we need to harp on this week is you check right. that out.
That's it. I'm done. I feel as though God is directing me to call Becky Lynch.
Right, right.
All right.
You do that.
Clean up all this mess.
Oh, of course. Of course. And, while I read.
And
do you know if this is available in book on tape, too?
You can get it on Kindle.
Oh, okay. All right, good, good.
So you can Kindle it, and then I think you can listen to that. So.
Okay. All right. I'll try and pick up all of this paper, but it's a lot.
We made a mess.
We did make a mess.
But anyway.
You go. You appreciate that. I'm going to tell everybody how much we love them.
All right.
All right. As we mentioned, we want to thank all of you guys for listening. We want to thank all of our followers. We want to thank Jason Wilson of Resolution Alley. We want to thank our Santa, Freddie B, for being our wonderful intro hype man. You know, follow us at Take2Takedown on Twitter. Email us, take2takedown@gmail.com, so you can be part of our T3 bag. All right. And remember, if you are buying any last-minute holiday gifts or anything like that, please buy them from the Amazon link, take2podcast.com. Click on the Amazon link, and we get a little kickback from it.
Craig, why does this number say out of service?
All right. Happy holidays, folks.
Craig, wait.
Happy holidays. We love you all.
I don't.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
12 sweets are swinging,
11 new days dawning,
10 Usos flying,
9 divas dancing,
8 bodies slamming,
7 Russians crashing,
6 meat hooks dropping,
and 5 dirty deeds. 4 zigzags,
3 beauties brawling,
2 stunt doubles,
and the universe of WWE.
Happy holidays from our family to yours.